Hi, Spencer Rivers here with the April Fool's Day edition of, well, what do you know? Some historians believe April Fool's Day originated in France in the 16th century, back when some people still marked the start of the new year on April 1st. When the world adopted the Gregorian calendar, anyone who still celebrated the old new year was called an April Fool and had tricks played on them. That's interesting. Oh, yeah, today is National Burrito Day. Burrito really does mean little donkey. In Spanish, the burrito was invented in Mexico in the early 1900s. By the 1950s, Americans had discovered them, and like every other food we adopt, we made them bigger. Once we figured out how to freeze them, they became one of America's favorite microwavable foods. Planning on getting a vaccine pretty soon? Here are a few things experts say to avoid when getting your vaccine. Do not take Advil, Tylenol, or aspirin before your shot. Do not get a tattoo right afterward. Do not book other vaccines for 2 weeks. And don't forget to hydrate. Let's see. Random facts. Taco Bell originally started as a hot dog stand, and there were more than 61 million people using pagers in 1994, me being one of them, and that number is down to about 2 million today, mostly in hospitals. Instead of once upon a time, Korean fairy tales usually start with, in the old days when tigers used to smoke, yeah, that's right, that's what... And sliced bread is less than 100 years old. It sold for the first time 93 years ago. Next page. The Cleveland Indians have banned fans from wearing Native American face paint and headdresses at home games. The team is trying to be more culturally sensitive. The new no-tolerance policy also includes abusive and inappropriate language that could get fans kicked out of the ballpark. How long can you hold your breath for? A 54-year-old professional diver from Croatia just held his breath underwater for 24 minutes and 33 seconds. Wow. It beats the old Guinness World Record by almost 13 minutes. It took him years to adapt his body so it could function with extremely low levels of oxygen. Don't try this at home, please. Another dumb gender reveal stunt has gone horribly wrong. A plane streaming a sign that said, "It's a girl!" crashed into the water off Cancun while the parents-to-be and their friends watched from a boat. Both people in the single-engine plane died. They had to fly dangerously close to the water so the parents would be able to read the sign. What would you do if you found $42,000 cash at a Goodwill? Get in your car and leave? In Norman, Oklahoma, a Goodwill employee at first thought it was books wrapped between a couple of sweaters. No, it was stacks of money. She gave it to her bosses right away. They were able to track down the money's owner, who was so grateful. They gave a reward of $1,000 to the employee. According to the Goodwill, that is the largest amount ever found in a donation. $42,000, my goodness. Alrighty. Johnson & Johnson throws out 15 million doses of vaccine. Might have to wait a while for the Johnson & Johnson shot. The company says millions of doses of its COVID vaccine were ruined after a manufacturing mistake. In other words, somebody screwed up. They say the stuff that's out there now is totally fine, but future shipments have been stopped. Oh boy, 15 million doses. Wow. Alrighty, that's it for now. Easter weekend coming up, Good Friday tomorrow. Enjoy the time. The weather will improve, I promise. Today was not great at all. Tigers won today, too. Won their home opener. How about that? Alright, catch you on Tuesday. I'm Spencer Rivers.